Well, what's another word for dominance? Supremacy, mastery, power, authority. Just some of the synonyms that come to mind in this blowout win for North Dakota State. Again, the final in this one for NDSU. An impressive game throughout the board. 56-10, already 49 points after one half of play. In the game, the Bison had 8 touchdowns, 4 through the air, 2 on punt returns by Christian Dudzik, 1 on a kick return by Ryan Smith, and 1 on a pick 6 by Colton Hegel. Everyone, welcome to the Bison Rewind Show here on the Mighty 790 KFGO and KFGO.com, brought to you by Essentia Health. With me in studio, I'm Chase Miller. It's Dan Gunderson, Norm Bell, and our executive producer, Scott Storm. If you want to be part of the conversation, dial up 237-5948, 237-5948, or 1-800-880-5346, 1-800-880-5346. Or text us, text the word Bison to 35270. That's Bison to 35270, and let us know about your thoughts in this one. And guys, let's go around the round table right off the bat. Dan, we talked about it in the Bison tailgate show. NDSU, you wanted to see turnovers. They only got one, but the one was a pick six for Colton Hegel for 35 yards. Besides that, how did you think the Bison defense played in this game?
Unbelievably well. You look at the 6 sacks as well for this team, which adds to their Valley leading 21. Great performance by the front four defensively. They didn't allow a passing yard until the third quarter of this game. They really stepped it up. When you have a young quarterback like Indiana State did in Tanyan, went 3-for-11 for 64 yards and an interception. There's really not much else you can say about this NDSU defense. Just a great job overall.
And with that, 5,000 fans in attendance at Memorial Stadium down in Terre Haute, Indiana. 8-0 overall, 5-0 now in the Missouri Valley Conference. And Norm, I'll kick it to you. NDSU offensively had 401 total offensive yards, 233 of those on the air. Brock Jensen, 13-for-14. 186 yards, 4 touchdowns. How impressive was their passing performance? Because Indiana State really took the running attack away from NDSU early in this game.
Well, it goes to the credit of Brock Jensen. You know, being a senior, 4-year starter, you know, they did what he does well. Nice short passes, suck the defense in, the secondary in, and then he hit them deep. And that's what they do. They do it well. And hey, it's a credit to them. And I expected that type of score, but I didn't think it would be as fast and as dominant as it was.
Yeah, again, 49 points in that first half. And again, if you want to be part of the Bison Rewind Show here on KFGO and KFGO.com, you can call in 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346, or text the word Bison to 35270. I'm Chase Miller along with Dan Gunderson and Norm Bell. And let's go to the phone lines. Mike in Sioux Falls, you're on the Bison Rewind Show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Hey, Mike.
Very good, very good. I just wanted to hear a little bit, you know, that game today. I mean, I think we all knew. I was surprised they didn't get 70. I had predicted that for the game. I was a little disappointed because we were on pace to score 98 points first half. I was a little disappointed we didn't get that, but you know what? I want to embarrass another team. But I really want to hear. I thought that was one against finest performances. I mean, some of the pass to Ron, the end zone where the guy was pretty good coverage. He threw it to his back shoulder, the only place he could do it, spotting the guys downfield open. You know, the guy is special. What I want to hear is what you guys think is, you know, where does he rank in the all-time history of quarterbacks for NDSU? Is he the best ever? Going to build statues in his honor? I'll hang up with this. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, let's go to Norm right away.
You
Norm.
Know what? He's the best. I mean, honestly, let's keep it in perspective. He's the best. They are at the highest level they've ever been. He's got 2 national titles to his name. It was 16-0 on the road the past couple of years. Let's keep it in perspective. I feel as though he's the best.
I think it's tough to argue, but you have to remember, Steve Walker was a guy that when he was coming through here, he put all these records in place. Jensen's had an opportunity to play it's going to end up being a lot more games at the end of his career than Steve Walker ever had an opportunity to. So, yeah, I think Jensen is the best, but it's tough to just give it to him right away. You gotta talk about Steve Walker in that conversation, though.
You don't think 4 years is enough to four solid years, you two know, that, titles in
that,
4 years?
That Kansas State game kind of solidified it for me, because before the season I was thinking he not even top five, and then what he did against Kansas State, that drive, just the unbelievable poise that he showed in that game, and what he's done this season. This season by far has been his best offensively throwing the ball. That has a lot to do with the fact that Zach Vaughn and him have found a connection, and we saw it today. We saw it against Missouri State as well. So.
No doubt, he's definitely more consistent.
And again, the Bison extend their winning streak in the Missouri Valley to 10 in a row, 16 straight on the road, and 17 overall. We'll go over some more stats, but let's get to your phone calls as well. Again, if you want to be part of the conversation, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346, or text the word Bison to 35270. Let's go to Mark in Fargo. Mark, what did you think about the Bison performance here today?
I think it was dominating. I'm a little worried because Minnesota beat Nebraska. Do you think Craig Ball is gone?
Well, you're talking about now, you're thinking he might go back to his old alma mater down there in Nebraska. Are you kind of concerned about that with the performance that you saw from the Cornhuskers today?
Yes, I am.
Well, I would say Craig Bohl is first and foremost going to be worried about this season, knowing Coach Bohl, and he's more worried about what they're going to do in the bye week and how they can prep for Illinois State. I'll toss it around the round table here. Dan, do you think this is any cause for concern for Coach Bohl that he might be gone after this season?
I think that it's something to worry about. I think Nebraska, honestly, I don't know if it's going to be that school specifically, but what he's done, there really isn't much more you can do by the end of the season. You can't really go much higher if you win three national championships. Even if they just win two, what he's done with this team over the last 3 years, now 11 years as the head coach, you got to be worried. And it looks around the landscape of college football. I mean, you look at Nebraska, a loss like that in Minnesota. First time Nebraska has lost to the University of Minnesota since the 60s. So I think it is a little bit of cause for concern.
You know, you're right, Daniel. I think it was something to be concerned about with the past couple of years, but the K-State game really solidified it with me that he's a big game coach. He can coach in any environment at any level, and I'm never going to say he's going to leave because I've always been wrong, but I would be shocked to see him come back because there's so many opportunities out there, and he's the type of coach that a lot of schools are looking for.
And I'll defer till January to see where the Bison are after Frisco there, Mark.
Way to be safe. Way to be safe, Chase.
So thanks, Mark, for your phone call again on the Bison Rewind Show. If you want to be part of the conversation, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346, or text the word Bison to 35270. Let's go to Otto in Fargo. Otto, what did you think about NDSU's performance here today?
Well, that's pretty tough. I mean, I think that they put a period or an exclamation point on the Sycamores defeated them last year, but I called for the Steve Walker Brock Jensen debate, and Brock Jensen, great. I mean, outstanding. You know, even if he winds up with two national championships, but Walker was the same kind of leader. He brought them back, you know, against some teams. The Sam Houston State game. I remember that game. I mean, I think that final score was 148-147, but it was just huge. And he, you know, the thing is that group should be set aside forever, because without that group, they may not be where they are. They maybe don't get Marcus Williams. They maybe don't get some of those guys. They bridged the gap. It was a huge senior class for NDSU to have the success that they had.
Otto, I agree with you, man. This is Norman. But let's look at Brock Jensen's record overall. I mean, it's hard to go against that. And I'm a Steve Walker fan. I thought Steve Walker was great, especially under pressure. But Steve was, you know, he was a passer. Brock Jensen gets it done on the ground. He's just a leader, man, a leader of all. And as a former football player, offensive lineman, he's the type of guy that, you know, I'm going to go out and put my neck on the line. I'm going to break a leg for, because I know that he's going to do the same for me.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. I think Brock Jensen has earned everything he's got coming. There's lots of Bison quarterbacks that were outstanding. You know, you can go back all the way to Mark Spurrell. I mean, you know, his first game as a freshman, he came in after Steve Campbell got hurt and just buried the Sioux at Dakota Field. I mean, there's all kinds of guys. And I'm not saying that Walker was better than Jensen. I'm just saying he was the same kind of a leader, a natural-born winner.
I agree.
So that's all. That's all. Thanks. Have
all
a good
right.
day, guys.
Thanks for your phone call, Otto. And again, Brock Jensen now as a starting quarterback, just a starter, is 40-5 in his career with NDSU as a starting quarterback. Let's go take one more phone call before we go to break. John in Fargo, how you doing, John?
Good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. What did you think of the Bison's performance against the Sycamores?
As always, awesome. The thing I get concerned about coming into games like this is, as great as Brock is, if something does happen, we've got a hell of a team surrounding him, and I just don't get sometimes why they're not using Carson at all to get him some experience in case, heaven forbid, something would happen. We've got so much skill out there, and I don't know why to get him some extra reps. I just can't figure that one out. Can you help me out on that?
Yeah, let's go to Dan. Dan, what'd you think about that?
I kind of agree with you. Why you have Jensen out there that long? I was looking kind of back at some of the games where NDSU was blowing out teams, and I think it was a couple years ago, maybe even last year when they played Prairie View A&M, they had Carson Wentz in that game before halftime. Now, the reason you keep Jensen in, this is the only reason that I can think of, they have a bye next week. It's not like they're going to go play another team. You got to keep these guys fresh. The in-game reps are going to be hard to come by because this team obviously doesn't have a game. Their next game is at home against Illinois State, which right now Illinois State looks like a pretty good team with a big win today, and they're on the roll. So you got to keep these guys fresh. That's the only reason I can see why Jensen's in there at all in the third quarter.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, John. We're going to take a break here on the Bison Rewind Show, but if you want to be part of the conversation at any time, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346, or text the word Bison to 35270. Bison, big win. They go to 8-0. You're listening to the Bison Rewind Show, brought to you by Essentia Health here on KFGO.
Taken by Dudzik at the 32, dancing around and spins past the tackler at the 40, up the middle at the 50, angling right at the 40. He could go at the 30. The punter to beat at the 20, cuts inside at the 10, 5, touchdown! Christian Dudzik, his second punt return for a touchdown today. My, oh my!
Christian Dudzik with a 68-yard punt return, as you heard there, and a 43-yard punt return to give NDSU two out of their three special teams on the touchdowns on the day. Again, a quick look around the Missouri Valley. South Dakota State takes down UNI 37-34 in overtime. Illinois State took down the University of South Dakota 28-14. And again, as you heard right here on KFGO, NDSU 56 over Indiana State 10. Again, if you want to be part of the conversation, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346, or text the word Bison to 35270. And speaking of that text message, let's go to Dan. And Dan, we got that text message buzz right now.
Yeah, there's one in here that says, when we're talking about the quarterbacks, don't forget Jeff Bentram and Chris Simdorn, obviously very good Division II quarterbacks, but the one I want to address is someone had texted in, said Jerry Moore won three national championships with App State and never left. The difference there, Texter, is that Jerry Moore actually got to be a head coach both at North Texas, which was a Division I independent at the time, and he coached Texas Tech for 5 years. This is Craig Bohl's first opportunity as a head coach. So if he has a chance to move up to that higher realm, plus he went to school at the University of Nebraska, and it almost seems things are kind of working out that way.
And Jerry Moore is a tad bit older than Craig. Let's not forget that.
And now let's go back to the phone lines again. If you want to be part of the conversation, 237-5948 or 1-800-880-5346. Let's go to Kenny and Minot. Kenny, what did you think of NDSU's performance against the Sycamores today?
Well, I think it was outstanding. I was hearing you guys. I wanted to comment on Craig Bohl.
Go for it.
You know, first of all, you know, he's very familiar with that Nebraska program. However, he's just signed a new contract with NDSU, and he's got a great opportunity, and he loves Fargo. I think he's going to stay. If he were to leave, I tell you who needs a coach is Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, true story there. I can't disagree with you on that one. Right off the top of my head, dollars speak a lot of money, guys. Now, what he's getting paid at North Dakota State would be, what, four games, which what he might be getting paid at Nebraska?
Yeah, they would throw a lot of money at him for the University of Nebraska to coach there, just so, you know, they could have somebody with a little bit more stability. Remember, the University of Nebraska, it's unlimited resources when it comes to football. Yeah. You know, NDSU can only have so much money allotted to give to them. You go to the University of Nebraska, I mean, you think of Tim Miles,
there
NDSU's
former,
old basketball coach. They just built him a million-dollar complex for basketball, and they don't really care about basketball in Nebraska.
It's Big Ten, baby.
They're getting ready to.
Yes, exactly. Unlimited resources. You have to remember that. Unlimited resources. He knows the area. Former Nebraska guy. He's from Lincoln. Just all those things add up. If Nebraska decides to get rid of Coach Pelini, which after a loss to the University of Minnesota, it's going to be some hard thinking down in Lincoln.
And again, in this game, Zach Frost, 7 receptions, 122 yards, averages 17 yards a reception for 2 touchdowns. Ryan Smith also 2 receptions for 37 yards and 1 touchdown as well. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, we'll go over the scoreboard. We'll let you know what's to come for NDSU when they take on Illinois State at the Harvest Bowl at the Gate City Bank Field at the Fargo Dome in 2 weeks. Again, if you want to be part of the conversation, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346, or text the word BISON to 3527. You're listening to the Bison Rewind Show, brought to you by Essentia Health here on 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
5 minute at the line. A blitz comes. It's picked up. Jensen has time. Throws right side all alone in the end zone. Leaping up. Smith makes the catch. Touchdown, Bison. The Bison are throwing it at will against this Indiana State defense.
Just 1 of 4 touchdown passes for Brock Jensen. Again, welcome back to the Bison Rewind Show here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Dan Gunderson in studio along with Norm Bell. I'm Chase Miller. Executive producer is Scott Sorm. And thanks again, Norm, for that food from Chubb's Pub. That was pretty good. We all had a brat and a little meatball there. That was pretty good stuff, wasn't it?
You know, I want to thank Six Flag Tailgating, Nick Perlthrow, and Katie Sheldahl and all those guys for being gracious hosts today, man. Hey, the food was excellent, and hey, I thank you guys again.
And for NDSU to go to 8-0, 5-0 in the Missouri Valley, Dan, just talk about what they need to do now with 3 games left, including this bye week next week, to guarantee themselves, 1, a top spot in the top 8 seeds for that first round bye, and 2, to try to be that number 1 or number 2 seed and have home field advantage throughout the playoffs before they get to Frisco.
If they want a bye, they just need to win one more game, in my opinion. If they want to solidify that number 1 or 2 seed, they need to win 2 more games. Simple as that. With the win over Kansas State, the way that you beat Northern Iowa and South Dakota State in back-to-back weeks, and the way that they've been dominant in the last 3 weeks, it would appear NDSU, all they need to do is win one more to get the bye and 2 more to get that 1 or 2 seed.
I agree completely. I think it'd be hard for me. It'd be hard to see them go on the road after the performance they've had so far this year. I honestly think there's maybe one more contest that they really need to focus on, and other than that, let's get ready for playoff football.
And with that as well, NDSU now, there's 7 out of 8 games this year where they've held an opponent scoreless in the fourth quarter. Again, if you want to be part of our conversation, we got about a couple minutes left. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346, or text the word Bison to 35270. And we do have a new text in. They go, Bison Rewind. Nebraska boosters want a big name coach who runs the spread, not a real coach like Coach Bowl, who likes a boring offense. Besides, we would just promote from within, like the 80s Morton and Hager and so on. What do you think about that, Norman?
I totally disagree. Nebraska wants to win. However they get it done, they want to win, period. I mean, the option, the veer wasn't exciting, you know, unless you broke a long run. So let's keep it in perspective. Nebraska wants to win.
They run a spread now. How has that gone for them?
Exactly.
Offensively, they're awesome, but it's all about the defense. Nebraska, the way they won national championships in the 90s, they recruited within the state. You talk about the 1997 championship team for Nebraska. I believe there were something like 5 starters on that team that were walk-ons. What does NDSU do really well? They recruit within the state. They
Definitely.
Get a lot of preferred walk-ons from the state to come and play for the Bison. There's still that pride in Nebraska where guys will go, I'll walk on to Lincoln to play for the Cornhuskers.
No,
I think Coach Bowl could reignite that.
No doubt.
That would be a very interesting conversation. Again, this is going to be a lot of talk now this week, especially with what University of Nebraska did against the Gophers this week. Again, quick Missouri Valley. This is your standings. Bison 5-0 in conference, 8-0 overall. Youngstown State 4-0 in conference, 7-1 overall. Illinois State tied with with South Dakota at 3-2, Southern Illinois at 2-2, with Missouri State at 2-2. Missouri State and Western Illinois just got underway. South Dakota State at 2-3, Western Illinois 1-3, Northern Iowa tied with Indiana State in the cellar, 0-4 in conference play. How about that? I don't think anybody saw that coming at this point of the year for Bison fans, Missouri Valley Football Conference fans. Again, on behalf of Dan Gunderson and Norm Bell. Norm, thank you very much for that food once again. I'm Chase Miller, our executive producer, Scott Sorum. Again, NDSU 8-0 overall, 5-0 in the Valley. Things can't get any better for Bison fans. Make sure you tune in 2 weeks from now for the Bison Tailgate Show and Bison Rewind Show, Illinois State Harvest Bowl, 2 weeks from now on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Have a great night, everyone.